From Tidbits on April 28th, 2014, this is Fun Bits, Monument Valley for iPhone and iPad, by Josh Centers. M.C. Escher is famous for his woodcuts, lithographs, and mezzotints that depicted mind-bending optical illusions. Perhaps his most iconic is Relativity, which depicts a gravity-defying room that contains four staircases, all going in different directions. Taking a cue from Escher, the game Monument Valley by Us2 revolves around optical illusions, where the only way to progress is to consider the impossible. Monument Valley costs $3.99 in the App Store, requires iOS 6.0 or later, runs on both the iPhone and iPad, is a 147-megabyte download. Check out the release trailer. In Monument Valley, you guide the silent protagonist, Princess Ida, through 10 chapters of beautifully designed 3D puzzles. Simple taps tell the princess where to go, but you can also turn the stage itself, revealing new perspectives. It's reminiscent of Fez, another well-regarded game that mixed 2D and 3D perspectives in a mind-bending platformer. At heart, Monument Valley is a puzzle game, and the challenge of the game is learning to think outside the constraints of physics or common sense. Manipulating your surroundings to form the necessary optical illusion is key. For instance, you might see two unconnected objects that, when you rotate the stage, suddenly form a bridge. There are also opponents, the crow people, who annoyingly block your path. But unlike many video games, you can't die and there's no way to screw it beyond repair. If a tactic doesn't work, try again. That helps make Monument Valley as relaxing as it is challenging. Perhaps the most outstanding feature of Monument Valley is its art design, and intentionally so. Quote, every screen of Monument Valley has been carefully considered as graphic design, so that each one could be printed and framed, the press release from Us2 boasts. To drive that point home, the game has a built-in camera that lets you zoom in on any part of a scene and share the picture with friends or on social media. Is that pretentious? No, in fact, the game is so pretty that it's a welcome feature. With its simple shapes and pastel colors, it borrows many of its cues from iOS 7. It's no wonder that the game is so beautiful. Us2 was an international design firm well before it branched out into gaming. If Monument Valley doesn't win an Apple Design Award next year, I'll eat my hat. The beauty of Monument Valley's gameplay paid off. While it's currently hovering around the 48th spot in the App Store top paid rankings, it dominated the number one spot for a while after launch. When it often seems like iOS games have been taken over by lousy in-app purchase money grabs, it's nice to see an old-fashioned game that you pay a single fee for to do well. My only complaint is that Monument Valley is short. There are only 10 chapters, which I beat in a week of casual play. A more dedicated player could probably knock them out in an afternoon. But it's nice that the game is short enough for anyone to be able to experience it all. With that being said, I'd pay a couple of extra bucks for more levels, as I'm not opposed to paying for actual content. If you're looking for a beautiful, relaxing puzzler that won't soak up all of your free time, then Monument Valley is well worth a $3.99 asking price. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.